This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
All right, children and money, we've worked out we can't send them to work last week.
Disappointing.
So we need to teach them some good habits. Denise from Crown Financial Ministries with the three E's. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, three E's. We like little acronym type things. E, what are we going to do for us?
The E stand for education, experience and encouragement. And if I can encourage listeners to use the enthusiasm around a family holiday to teach your children about planning, budgeting and paying for the trip, involve them in the whole process, and it's an opportunity to teach them all the basic financial principles. This information is actually found on our US website, and it's written by the Consumer Credit Counsel Service.
Okay.
So the education part. So in the planning, and what that does, it allows the opportunity to teach your children the financial resources necessary for the holiday. So make it fun by including them in the planning for the budget. What you'll need as far as travel. So is it petrol? Are you flying? Are you going to be able to save time by flying? And as a result of your flying, which may be more expensive, you maybe end up staying at the home of a friend or a relative. And we all know, and we've all done that at times, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
Or is it a motel or a campground? Meals, budgeting for groceries, including eating out, and entertainment. So rental for, say, water sports, kayaks, movies, perhaps theme parks. So explain to them how to prioritise and allocate the money for each expenditure. And I would use an example in an exercise book. And then the other one is experience. So give your children a daily spending allowance so they can learn from their own experiences, depending on their age. So you give them responsibilities, depending how old they are. So for a young child, they might want to buy a knick-knack, as they always want to do on holiday. But if it dies destroys or it breaks after a day, you might want to they've learnt a valuable lesson.
Yes, don't buy cheap rubbish.
Don't buy cheap. What about older kids?
Older kids, well, they should be responsible for purchasing their own meals, their own collectibles and takeaways.
Wow.
Yeah, look, this is a really valuable lesson, and avoid stepping in and bailing them out,
which would be very tempting to do.
Yeah, look. As because I think as parents, we don't want them to feel any pain or frustration.
No, we don't.
But, that's not life. I'm sorry.
No, true. I'll tell that to the kids next time. That's life. She's a one-year-old. She's crying for milk. Hallie, that's life. Get your own milk. Yeah.
Look, let the decisions be theirs. As I said, if they purchase a toy that falls apart in an hour, well, they've learned a valuable lesson. So that's the experience part. Keep a spending diary. Review that each day. Because it's amazing just, how soft drinks and all those things add up over the day.
Mm. Okay, so that's education, experience and...
Encouragement. Be sure to acknowledge when your kids succeed in their financial management. When younger children realise that they cannot purchase the toy they really want and turn to a second choice that's cheaper, encourage them and reward them. Likewise, let older children know the value of their efforts when they reach the end of the day and they haven't run out of money. Yay. You might want to actually perhaps reward them from that and match what they've got left. And that's what I'd suggest, is actually give them some reward. And that's the encouragement part.
Now, you say this is on your US website.
Yes.
So your normal website is crown.org.au.
Yes.
The US website is...
And you just drop the AU off.
Oh, okay, easy.
It's easy.
And there's some great resources. A lot of the material that I have drawn from are actually from our US website. And if you just go to articles and then go to family or debt or credit, you'll be able to get some fantastic teaching resources from there.
Perfect.
We're all going to be debt-free and our kids will be so money-wise. It's just great.
It's golden.
It's all good. Thank you so much, Denise.
Thank you.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.